America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Hi, and welcome to New Earth News. I'm your host, Shaman Isis, and tonight we are going to be having a workshop where you can learn how to use frequency to alter your mood or the mood of a room, which can come in very handy during the holiday season. And you can also use these frequencies to heal the human and animal bodies. So this is going to be really interesting stuff. If you've not heard of the Selfregio frequencies, that is what we're going to be covering tonight. I'll be going over the 9 frequencies and what you can use them for. And I have to tell you from personal experience that I used these during my spiritual awakening, and I use them consistently in my daily life to enhance my mood, to help when I'm not feeling well, everything from headaches to needing to sleep better. And it's truly miraculous. If you do not know anything about sound healing, it is a growing area in the mystical world. And I believe that the medical community is going to continue to embrace it, and it is going to become one of the biggest and fastest growing areas of health and fitness. We are going to be having sound healing concerts of epic scale, and it's going to be incredible. So if you ever wanted to have to be magical, then this is going to be the workshop for you to learn how to alter the room, the mood of the room, or alter the mood that you're in. And help yourself do everything from sleep better to feel better and heal yourself. So let's get going. We're going to start off by talking about the lowest of the 9 frequencies, and this is 174 hertz. And this is incredible because you can use this to relieve stress and help with pain. This is really good for helping enhance your concentration. So if you are trying to really focus on something, maybe you're painting or you're writing, this could be very helpful with that. And this has also been said to help with the organs of the body and can be beneficial for pain in the lower back and feet and legs, which I don't know about you, but after some of the stunts I pulled when I was young, I definitely have days when I need a little bit of help with my lower back, feet, and legs. So 174 hertz is going to be what you put into your streaming app, and you will be able to find sound or music that you can use to achieve this. So find yourself somewhere nice and quiet, or perhaps do a frequency raising hobby of yours, such as painting or reading, and just listen attentively to this, and you will feel less stressed and less pain before you know it. The next one on the list is 285 hertz, and this one can be used to heal tissue and organs. So, and I'm talking about, you know, minor injuries and wounds, nothing, you know, super serious for this particular frequency. And it's said to help fix damage to the organ and help repair cells. So if you need some cellular repair, then this is going to be, and I'm talking about the kind for your body, then this is going to be the hertz that you put in at 285. And that's going to help you heal some tissue and organs, some of your more minor things. Although I should note with sound healing, they've shown through research that it can be utilized to help reduce the size of things like tumors. So we're going to really see some huge advancements in that area. 396 hertz is wonderful if you are grieving in any way. This is going to be the frequency that you're going to want to use if you are dealing with grief, if you are dealing with guilt or fear of any kind. So if you are struggling with a loss, The 396 hertz is going to be the one that's most beneficial for you. So definitely put that in and sit back and let it just wash over you and help carry you. I mean, we are energy beings. We are, everything is frequency. So taking control and command of the frequency that you are existing in the environment that you're in, is very empowering. So if you are dealing with guilt or fear or are grieving, then 396 is going to be the frequency for you. Next up on the list is 417 hertz. And this is wonderful if you want to change situations or undo certain aspects of situations. This is something that you're going to utilize, particularly if you want to get into focus and get rid of negative energy. If you want to create a new beginning, and if you want to sort of clean your body, home, or office, you're going to want to use 417 hertz. This is the frequency for undoing situations and facilitating change. I actually like it for manifesting as well. I think it's very helpful for that. If you're focusing on creating your manifestations and building out the list of dreams that you want to have for your eight areas of life mastery, which is something that we cover when we go over the Masterpiece Method. If you're not familiar with that, then check out my website, shamanisis.com, and you'll be able to see some of the coaching packages that I have there that talk about the Masterpiece Method, which is the method that I used to lose all of the weight and finally get into mind, body, and soul harmony. So please go visit Shaman Isis and check it out. And while I'm thinking about it, if you're not already following me on social media, please go to your favorite social media and put in Shaman Isis, and you will most likely be able to find me there. I'm pretty much everywhere these days. And I'd love for you to follow me, and I will definitely follow you back. So the next frequency on the list to help you be empowered in your life to transform the mood of yourself or a room full of people, whether this is at your at home or at the office, if you want to heal some aspects of your body, then this is the list that we're going over. And in 528 hertz is one that you're going to be utilizing for transformation and for miracles. So 528, which is actually my personal favorite of the frequencies, this is one of the most powerful of the frequencies, is profoundly, honestly, it profoundly affects your well-being. And this can be utilized to help increase your imagination when you are trying to create intention over certain aspects of your life. If you need to tap into your intuition, this is the love frequency. So if you need to awaken spiritually, if you need to have you and, you know, to get back in touch with your inner love, your self-love, or if you're hanging out with a loved one, this might be a great frequency for you guys to listen to. I love it. It's one of my favorite to listen to, especially at night. So 528 hertz, that's going to be the frequency that you want if you are actively trying to create miracles in your life, if you are trying to transform. It's certainly wonderful if you are having a spiritual awakening, and it's probably the one I listened to the most when I was in the dark night of the soul. So I would highly recommend it for that. And if you're doing the healing worksheet in any of my courses, this is definitely going to be the frequency that you're going to want to be listening to if you're currently working on that. So next on the list is 639 hertz. This is wonderful for connecting relationships. So if you are having a community event, which of course with the holidays here, there's going to be a lot of that kind of thing around, as well as having groups of friends and family together, and you're trying to facilitate evolving those relationships. If you're trying to help promote connection and to help, you know, repair, you know, turbulent relationships, which happen with our friends and family, that's just part of what happens when humans spend a lot of time together. But I would definitely recommend putting on 639 hertz for your music or sound if you are having an event of any kind. So as I mentioned earlier, if you've just recently joined, you're going to want to go into one of your music streaming or sound streaming apps, and you will put in the frequency that I mentioned and hit the search bar, and it will pull up music or sounds that fall within these frequencies. And they really can be incredibly, I mean, think about it. We spend so much time choosing our clothes. We spend so much time deciding what we're going to eat, but we don't really think that much about the sound that we're listening to all the time. And it is transformative when you start to take control and command of what is going into our heads, because We create our own reality with every thought and with every word. And so if we're surrounding ourselves with sound that is not within the right kind of frequency, it can really affect the productivity or the results of whatever it is you're working on. So really consider this in terms of when you're creating your environment. Be empowered in that sense, especially if you're designing your offices or your home office. You know, proactively choose to put together a list of frequencies for yourself that really work for you in different circumstances and use them to really empower your life so you can change moods. I mean, you can change your own mood. Think about what happens when you go to a concert and, you know, people first get there and they're kind of like grouchy. You know, they've been traveling or they may be super excited about the concert, but, you know, different people are in different energy states. And then that concert starts. And depending on the music, if you've ever been to a classical show or a shamanic drumming show, then you're going to know what I'm talking about. The entire room, the space, wherever that sound can travel, wherever that music can be heard, there's a transformation that comes over everyone, and people get in the same frequency and harmony with whatever they're listening to. And it can make you happy. It can make you sad. It can make you feel sexual, sensual. I mean, it's incredible what taking command of what we're listening to can do for our lives. I'm a huge proponent of being empowered by the frequency that you choose and making it a healthy part of the decisions that you make every single day. So if you're trying to connect relationships, choose 639 hertz and it will help transform everything. Next up on the list is 741 hertz. If you are trying to awaken your intuition, or if you're trying to solve problems, 741 hertz can be incredibly beneficial. It definitely provides mental clarity and can also be used if you're struggling with chronic pain. So if you're dealing with chronic pain like arthritis, then dial in 741 hertz and just sit back and let it wash over you. You can create your own sound bath in your own home by choosing the frequency that you want to listen to, getting yourself nice and comfortable in a position where you won't get uncomfortable really quickly, and just letting the frequency wash over you and listening, truly actively listening to the frequency that you have in your environment, and you will feel the change come over you within minutes. Next on the list is 852 hertz, and that is wonderful if you are returning to spiritual order, if you are trying to rebalance your spirituality. This is very handy if you are having a spiritual awakening or you're proactively working on your spirituality. It can help you connect to the universe and also help you achieve deeper levels of consciousness. So I would, you know, almost call 852 hertz the consciousness frequency, because it really helps with that. So if you are focusing, if you are working on your consciousness in your meditation and your spiritual practices, then definitely check out 852 hertz. And last on the list, and not least, is 963 hertz. If you are seeking to go into divine consciousness or work on your enlightenment, which is really a state that you achieve, but you know, to each his own with definitions, right? This is the highest of the nine frequencies. 963 hertz is known as the frequency of the gods. Ooh, who doesn't want to listen to the frequency of the gods, right? It can create room for oneness and unity within your spiritual world, which is within. So that is the nine frequencies that you can use to be empowered in your life, in your spiritual and mental health, as well as your physical health. So if you've ever wanted to affect a room full of people without having to say a word, then go use some of these frequencies and watch what happens. And please, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So if you're watching this on Twitter or LinkedIn or on Facebook, then please message me and let me know if you tested out any of these and what happened. I would love to hear the results of you incorporating the different frequencies, the Solfeggio frequencies, into your life and letting me know what happened. I think it's fascinating. Sound healing is definitely here to stay. It is going to become a massively important part of our spiritual and mental health. So that is your workshop for tonight. I hope you enjoyed that. Please, please incorporate these into the holiday season. Let me know how it went, because I'm dying to hear about your stories and how you were able to incorporate this into your life. Because I know that in my daily life as well as in my spiritual journey, these have been incredible and incredibly helpful. So thank you so much for your attention and your time. I wish you all the best this holiday season. I am incredibly grateful for the beautiful things that have happened into my life and for the people who have come into my life in recent years to help me achieve mind, body, and soul harmony. I feel love like I have never felt before, and I am incredibly grateful for that. So happy holidays to you and yours, and namaste. Have a good weekend. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.